Hey, good evening, everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Zayin. We left off on Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we are at Va'oso Tefach Hechad Ma'amido on the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis. Let me just pull up the sponsors. The sponsor for today's daf. Today's daf is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And for some reason, my computer is going very slowly. I think my internet connection is much better in the next room. Maybe going forward, we should do it in the next room. I see that Yeah. Okay. But still, I think we're much better off in the other room. Okay. So I don't yet know who else is sponsoring the daf. We'll have to. I know it's Lezecher Nishmas Brian Galbit, Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbit, in front of the bracha, and maybe there are others as well. But we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We'll see if my computer reacts soon. Okay. So today we're going to discuss. First of all, we're going to talk about when we have that third wall that's the size of a tefach. We're going to talk about how to position that one tefach wall, and when we require a four tefach, when is it that we require not just a one tefach board, but a four tefach board, for the third side. Then the Gemara is going to have three versions of the role of Tzuras HaPesach according to Rava. That Rava says there's something about Tzuras HaPesach when it comes to a sukkah, so we're going to have three different versions of what the role of Tzuras HaPesach is. Then the Gemara is going to have three cases where either Rabba or Rava, depending on your girsa, applies Migo between sukkahs and Shabbos. That if this is good enough for Hilcha Sukkah, then the wall's got to be good enough for Hilcha Shabbos also as far as carrying. Or if it's good enough for Hilcha Shabbos, then it's got to count as a dofen for a Sukkah. And the Gemara is going to talk about why we need all three cases that relate Sukkah to Shabbos. And then on Amud Beis, in the middle, we're going to have eight different Shittos in Tanaim that all seem to be based on the premise that Sukkah diras keva ba'inan. That the old Shittos in Tanaim that hold that a Sukkah is supposed to be a diras keva specifically and not a Diras Arai. Oh, I now found the Daf Yomi sponsorship. The third sponsor is Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer in honor of completing Maseches Yoma and commencing Maseches Sukkah. So we thank Rabbi Bruckheimer as well, and just the friends of Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbit, Harav Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruve Nassen, Zecharon Lebracha, and Neshama Shavon Aliyah. So we thank all the sponsors again very much for the sponsorship. So let us begin. Again, at the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, but also tefach hechad ma'amido. Where do we put that tefach? I mean, you have two walls, shayim kilchasan, perpendicular to each other at a right angle to each other, and then you have a one tefach board that's got to go on the third side. So where do you put that one tefach board? Amar Rav, ma'amido keneged ayotze. You connect it to one of the existing walls, meaning it should be continuous to walls and change. It shouldn't just be randomly, somewhere else in the middle. You connect it to one of the existing walls. So I'm later kind of ravasi levav v'yamidenu keneged. And Rosh Tur, why would you put it at a right angle on the third wall? Wouldn't it be better to put it at a bit of a like a 45 degree angle on connected to one of the existing walls? And that way it creates a little bit of a sense of being fully surrounded if you make it connected Rosh Tur, because then it looks like it's going to run across, almost like make a triangle. So wouldn't that be a more effective wall? So Shasik Rav. Rav did not respond to that question of why not be mamid connected Rosh Tur. So that's always a question. Whenever you have shasik, someone is quiet. Why were they quiet? Were they quiet because they agreed? That's such a great question that they're in full agreement now. Or do we say that they're shasik because they think it's such a silly question? It's not even worthwhile responding to. So here we have machlokas rishonim, the Bala Ma'or, and some of the other rishonim assume that Rav was just not choshish for that question. He didn't think it was a real question, and therefore he didn't bother answering the question. The Ramban, however, disagrees, and he says no. The only time we ever say that shasik means that he was not worried about the question at all is if it's a kind of situation where it's muchach that he wasn't worried about the question, where there's some raya that he wasn't worried about the question. But the default position is that it's basic derech eretz. If somebody asks you a question and you know an answer, you give an answer, right? You don't just do like the passive aggressive or like that. That's not the proper midos. So some say that he was shasak because he was mekabel divrei. The Ritva writes that lechora Rav's Shtika was a hoda'a, just like all other chaverim. They're not mezalzel b'kvod chavereihem. They have basic midos, and you have a lot of times that it means that it's a hoda'a. The only time there would be something that it's not a hoda'a, that they're just not choshe, Chashesh is when it's a Talmud asking a Rebbe. So the Rebbe doesn't have to respect the Talmud in that sense. He doesn't have to give him honor, the honor of answering his question. A Rebbe can be tough with the Talmud. If the Talmud's asking a silly question, the Rebbe can ignore it if he wants. But when you're dealing with colleagues, then it would be unlikely. Now, Rav Kahn, Rav Asi were not Talmidim of Rav. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Vav and Beis tells us that they required the Gamrei de Rav. They needed to hear Rav's traditions that he received from his Rebbe, but Svarasa lo yitzrichim. As far as their analytical abilities and their ability to learn a sugya, they were equals of Rav. So Rav could not just simply ignore them, and that's why the Ritva writes. And in our sugya, it's more likely that Rav was moded to them than to say that Rav was shasak because he just didn't think he didn't want to answer their question. So this leads to the question. We speak about Keneged Rosh Tor, making it like on a bit of an angle. In the Tshuvas HaParkasta Da'anyan, Chelek Beis or Chaim Sim Sadiches, he deals with, can you make a sukkah a triangle? Right? In all these discussions, we talk about how many walls, we're assuming right angles all around. Right? Can you make a three-walled sukkah that's fully enclosed in a triangular fashion? So you would imagine that you can, meaning why not? If it's fully enclosed, we're going to talk in tomorrow's daf, or really at the very end of today's daf, about a circular sukkah. So why would a circle be any different than a triangle? So the Ramah, you know, Chaim Simtavrish Sadi writes in the name of the Kolbo that the minhag is to make mechitzos shlemos nowadays, that we don't rely on any of these things that we're about to learn about how you stick the one tefach board and you put it in just the right place. And the halachas are too complicated. Not everyone is biki and bedine mechitzos, and therefore we only make mechitzos shlemos. And he writes in the name of the Maril that someone who doesn't have enough material to make mechitzos, better to make four mechitzos, better to make three mechitzos shlemos than to make four partial walls. Better to make three full walls. So that's what the Ramah writes. So, but if the halacha were that you could just make a triangular sukkah, why say make three walls and not four walls? Just say make three walls and make a triangle. Why wasn't that an option? So from the fact that it's not even raised as an option, it seems that the practice is dafka not to do that way. The Parkasta Danya says that it could be that it's not royal l'chachil to make a sukkah as a triangle, based on what it says in Sefer Chemdas HaYamin, that there's a reason to be to do sukkah right away after Yom Kippur. So the Sefer Chemdas HaYamim in Yoni Sukkah says al pi Kabbalah that the sukkah is near Mezes Ba'os Hey, the letter Hey, the tzura of a sukkah is like an Os Hey, that it's two lines, two full walls, and then a little shmijik somewhere else. Shlishas Afilu Tefach, like a Hey. So in order to get the Chashivas of Olam Hazeh is Nivra with the letter Hey, and there's some sort of symbolism to that, that the sukkah represents the letter Hey. In order to get that, you need to have straight walls. You can't just make a triangle. So that's what he quotes from that's what the Aparkasta Da'anya says. So he says, and that's why when they asked Rav, why not just make the third one Keneged Rosh Tor? So that means at somewhat of an angle. So the Rishonim say that we paskin like Rav, even though Rav was Shasuk. So it sounds like that a good question on Rav. So it says the Aparkasta Da'anya, because Mitzad Adin, there's no psul, there's nothing wrong with making a wall on a 45 degree angle. Mitzad Adin, there would be nothing wrong with a right triangle for a sukkah, but mitzad Kabbalah it was not proper. So shasak Rav couldn't say no, because mitzad Adin it's a yes. Mitzad Adin it would be okay, but he didn't want to say yes either, because mitzad Kabbalah it's not so proper. So that's why shasak Rav. That's what the Aparkasta Danya suggests. Okay, vayter in the Gemara top line. Itmar Nami Amar Shmuel Mishrei Levi Mamido Keneged Ayotze. That again we said that you add that shlisha safilu tefach Keneged Ayotze, meaning on the third side of the sukkah, directly continuous with the walls that already exist. Rabbi Simon v'tem Rabbi Shuv ben Levi Amar Oslo tefach sochek u'ma'amido b'pachtz mishosh tefachim samach l'dofen. What you should do is make the third wall that's a tefach a little bit more than a tefach sochek. It's like when you make a tefach with your fist. It's if you hold your fist tight, clenched, that's a tefach. If you loosen your fingers a little bit, and there's a little space between your fingers, that's a smiling tefach. Just like when you smile, your mouth is open a little bit, so your fingers are open a little bit, that's tefach sochek, and then put it 2.9 tefachim away from the existing wall. So if you're utilizing lavud, that we view those 2.9 tefachim as if they're closed up, plus the tefach and change, let's call it 1.1 tefachim of actual board, and therefore you have 4 tefachim of wall on the third side. 4 tefachim is the majority of a full wall. A full wall is 7 tefachim, so 4 tefachim is the majority of the full wall. The kolpach As long as you're within three tefachim of the existing wall, we view that as if it's closed up. That's the principle of lavud, and therefore you can have a four tefach wall. If you have a sukkah that's two parallel walls, not perpendicular walls, but two parallel walls, kshera, you can make that kosher also by adding a tefach. And you can put that tefach wherever you, in whichever side you want. Rabbi Simon b'Tam Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Oslo Pas Arba'a Umashahu. That no, if you have two parallel walls, then a tefach is not going to be enough. Then you're going to have to make a board that's a little bit larger than four tefachim Umamido Paks Mishosh Samach Dofen, and you put it within three tefachim of one of the existing walls. So if you have a 4.1 tefach board and you put it 2.9 tefachim away from an existing wall, you now have a 7 tefach wall, because the 2.9 tefachim called Paks Mishosh Samach Dofen is Kalavadami, that the 2.9 tefachim are considered to be closed up. So that's what you have to do in order to have a full third wall. So it says more, Maishna Hasam to Kamar Sagya Tavach Sochik, Maishna Hasam to Kamar Baya Pasar Ba. Why is it that when you had two perpendicular walls, we said you only need a panel that's a little more than a tefach, and yet when you had two parallel walls, the panel that you need has to be a little bit more than four tefachim? So it says Gemara, because Hasam Dika Shtei Tefanus Kilchas and Sagya Libet Tavach Sochik, because exactly that, when two walls are already perpendicular to each other and continuous to each other, so then you could have a tefach board that finishes the job that makes the third wall. But when you don't have two walls that have any relationship with each other, because they're parallel to each other, so they're not connected in any way, so in order to connect two existing walls, you need a real wall to be able to connect two existing walls. But if you have two walls that are already connected to each other, like two perpendicular walls, so then you don't need a real wall on the third side. You could just have a tefach sochik, and that would be good enough. Good. So now it says the Gemara three versions of what Rava is going to say about the role of Tzuras HaPesach in all of this. Amar Rava, ve'in niteres ela b'tzuras HaPesach. So the first version of what Rava says is the tefach sochek only works if you turn that tefach sochek into a Tzuras HaPesach. Meaning you take a Tzuras HaPesach means a kanamikan v'kan al gabayim, right? Two posts and something running over it. So the way to make that tefach sochek work is not to keep a board that itself is a tefach and change. No, Rava disagrees. He says, take the tefach board, cut it into two pieces, and make them two poles on either side, and make a Tzuras HaPesach out of them. And that way it will close off the third side by becoming a Tzuras HaPesach. Ikeda Amri, a second version of what Rava says, that Amar Rava v'niteres nami b'tzuras HaPesach, that you can either use a tefach sochek, like we've described it previously, where you have the 1.1 tefach board within 2.9, within 3 tefachim of the existing walls, or you can make a Tzuras HaPesach, meaning it's not that the tefach sochek only works when it's turned into a Tzuras HaPesach, it's that you have options. You can either do a tefach sochek, or you could do a Tzuras HaPesach. Then the third version of Rava is Ikadamri Yam Rava Utzricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. That it's not either or, you need both. You need a Tefach Sochek and a Tzuras HaPesach in order for it to work. So those are the three versions of Rava. So Ravashi Ashkel Rav Kahana to cover Tefach Sochek and cover Tzuras HaPesach. Ravashi saw that Rav Kahana had a Tefach Sochek plus Tzuras HaPesach. Samalei, lo samalamar lahad de Rava dam Rav Minteres Nami Tzuras HaPesach. Don't you hold of what Rava said? That you could do one or the other, that you could either have a tefach sochek or a tzuras pesach. Why are you doing both? Samalei, ana ki idach lishna de Rava svirili, dam Rava tzricha nami tzuras pesach. I hold like version 3 of Rava. Version 3 of Rava is you need both, and that's why I'm doing both. You need a tefach sochek within three tefachim of an existing wall, plus the gap has to be filled in with a tzuras pesach. So I hold like that version of Rava. So those are the three versions of Rava, and the Maisa Rav with Rav Kahana was told like the most machmir version of Rava, period. Now, Shtayim Kilchasen, we said that you have two walls that are Kilchasen. So says the Gemara, Amar, either Rava or Rabba. So consistently, the Bach changes it all to Rabba whenever we have it in this Gemara. So Amar, let's say it is Rabba. So Amar Rabba, V'chein L'Shabbos. The same is going to work for Shabbos. Mikod avidofen lin sukkah avidofen lin Shabbos. Meaning, normally when it comes to Hilchah Shabbos, you need to have four walls surrounding in order to have a Rishos HaYachid. But let's say you have a sukkah. So the sukkah only has two walls and change. So if that's good enough for a sukkah, it becomes a Rishos HaYachid with regard to Shabbos as well. So you're allowed to carry in there on Shabbos as well. That's Miko that it works for sukkah, it's going to work for Shabbos as well. Now the Rif leaves out this statement of Rava. He just that this idea of Miko Davidovin Linin Sukkah Davidovin Linin Shabbos. So the Rush writes that the reason the Rif leaves it out is because he paskins that aside from the Tefach you need also Tzuras HaPesach. So you're always going to need three full walls, and then it's Pashut that that would work for Shabbos. Meaning, based on the last Gemara that we just said, the Rav Kahana held that you need both the Tefach so plus Tzuras HaPesach. So the Tzuras HaPesach for sure works for Shabbos, and Midaraisa to make Rosh Hashanah you only need three walls. You don't need four walls anyhow. The Ran writes that there are those that conclude from the fact that the Rif doesn't bring this din that whenever that the whole idea that Rava says is that it's a Rosh Hashanah, it's only to be mechayiv someone who throws from a Rosh Hashanah into it. Meaning it's only l'chumra Rosh Hashanah, but l'kula it wouldn't be Rosh Hashanah. It's not, you're not allowed to be metaltel in the entire sukkah because of this migo. And then the Ran rejects that. He says it's enoniri. He doesn't think that that's correct. He thinks that we should be machmir halach lemaisa, but he doesn't think that that's the correct pshat. So anyway, so this is the concept of migod avidofen lein sukkah havidofen leinyan Shabbos. The Ran raises the following question. He says, why would we say this migod lekula? I mean, you want to tell me that sukkah has to be aligned with Shabbos, especially since there's a Shabbos in every sukkah, so you're going to have a Shabbos that comes up. Why do we say the migod lekula? Why not say the chumra? The migod that it doesn't work for Hilchah Shabbos to have Shai Mikulchasim Shlish Safilu Tevach, that it shouldn't work for a Sukkah either to have Shai Mikulchasim Shlish Safilu Tevach. So based on that kasha of the Ran, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva in Archaim Chelikal Simukovai and Tess that the svara of this Migo, the way this Migo works, is not because the Torah will take anything that's considered a Mechitza for one din and say that it has a status of Mechitza for every din. Because then you don't have a kasha of the Ran, because the Ran's asking, why not say it l'chumra? Well, the whole idea of the migo is if it has a mechitza for one halacha, has the status of mechitza for one halacha, then it has the status of mechitza for every halacha. So he says, no, it must be that it's a din that when the dinei Shabbos and dinei Sukkah are sosur each other, we consider it a mechitza for both of them in order that there shouldn't be a stira. That's what the migo means. Meaning the migo means that since it seems that there's a stira between Hilchah Shabbos and Hilchah Sukkah, we want to keep things consistent, and therefore we try to keep things consistent. Now the Ran's kasha makes sense. That, yeah, you want to keep things consistent. Who told you to keep things consistent l'kula? Maybe you should keep things consistent l'chumra and say that it doesn't have the status of a wall for either one. So that is the kasha of the Ran. So the Ran writes that because of that kasha, there are some that are dochik and they say that the whole heter of the migo is only for Yisurim Drabanan. That because of the migo, we say that we treat the din like the din da'araisa, that it's good enough to have three walls. But the Ran rejects that. He says the migo works even to be matir isurim da'oraisa as well. So then the Ran explains that since the Torah is mefarish the mechitzos of the sukkah, we already learned in yesterday's daf, all right, sukkah, whatever, we learned about how many walls a sukkah has to have from the words of the Torah. So the Torah tells me how many walls a sukkah has to have. And we know that there's no such thing as a sukkah without a Shabbos, so that's why it has to be that if the Torah is telling me this number of walls, it has to work. It has to be that it can't be the Torah is telling me to build a sukkah that's only going to work for 6 days of the week. It has to be that it's a sukkah that's going to work for the entirety of sukkahs. So that's how I know Migo that it's a dofen l'inyan sukkah, it's a dofen l'inyan Shabbos as well. Because it has to be that when the Torah is telling me to build a sukkah, to make a sukkah, that's going to work for the entirety of Shabbos. Now, the Achronim are very bothered by that, right? Because who says that it's not going to work? Maybe you're building your sukkah in your backyard, which is already a Rosh Hashanah Yachid anyway. So there's no problem. You don't need the walls of the sukkah to be allowed to carry in the sukkah. Your sukkah is fine to use for Shabbos. Who says that you're building your sukkah in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Rabin, where you need it to be, you need these walls of the sukkah to turn it into Rosh Hashanah Yachid? I mean, the whole hechrich is a little bit strange. So that's what Pnei Yeshua raises the question. But Rav Moshe says, if you paid attention, says Rav Moshe, to what I just told you before, before, that the yisod of migo is in order that the dine Shabbos and dine sukkah should not be sosar each other. So then you can't have something that's a sukkah ksheira midine sukkah and is not going to be a din of a mechitza when it comes to be metaltel on Shabbos, because then it will be a stira between dine sukkah and dine Shabbos. So it's possible to make a sukkah that in your own backyard, where you're not going to need to use the walls of the sukkah for it to be considered Rosh Hashanah and to be allowed to carry food around the sukkah. It's possible, yeah, for sure. But the whole idea of the Migo is that we don't want any stira in between the laws of sukkah and the laws of Shabbos. And that's why we're assuming that this is Mukhrah. So anyway, so that's Rav's statement, that since we say Shtayim Kulchasim Shlish Safilu Tefach with regard to sukkah, that works to make Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos as well. So Esve Abaye, challenges. Umi Amrin Migo? Do we really say such a Migo? But Tanya, doesn't the Brisa tell us Dofen Sukkah, Kedofen Shabbos, Umvat Shlo Yebin, Kanel Chaver Shlosh Tvachim, that the laws of a walls of a Sukkah are the same as the laws of walls for Shabbos, as long as you don't have three Tvachim between one post and the other. So you can't have, in order that it shouldn't be beyond the status of Lavud. So the Brisa just adds that even when these dinim are the same, dinim Shabbos, dinim Sukkah are the same, nevertheless there are certain chumras there are certain elements that Shabbos is more chumra than Sukkah. V'yaseira Shabbos al Sukkah, Shabbos is more chumra than Sukkah if there are pirtzos that are more than three tvachim and don't have a tzuris ha-pesach. Shabbos eina niteres elu ba'omin ruba la'paretz. Shabbos is only going to work if the mechitzos that have pirtzos that are larger than three tvachim are more mechitza than they are open space. But if the parutz is meruba ala omed, the mechitzos become batal and they're not considered, they won't turn the space into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Vashem came to sukkah, as opposed to by a sukkah, which he could have two defanos or a kilchasan, shlishes afilu tefach, that even if there are pirtzos in the two walls that are kilchasan, and when you combine all of the wall space, it's not omed meruba ala parutz, it's parutz meruba ala omed, it's more open space than there is wall. Nevertheless, the sukkah is still going to be kosher. So the Gemara assumes that the Brice is saying Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah, my love, Yisera Shabbos to Sukkah, Shabbos to Sukkah, Asukkah, V'lamrin Migo. When we say Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah, that Shabbos is certain chumras that Sukkah doesn't have, doesn't that mean to say that even on the Shabbos of Sukkah there are certain chumras that Sukkah doesn't have? Meaning that this Sukkah is kosher the whole rest of the week and you're allowed to carry in it all the rest of the week because there's no issue to carry the rest of the week. But once Shabbos comes, you're not going to be allowed to carry in the Sukkah because it's not a Rosh Hashanah. Isn't that what the words mean? That you say Rosh Shabbos to Sukkah, Sukkah? And therefore we're not saying Migo, because if you said Migo, if it's good enough for a Sukkah, then it's good enough for Shabbos of Sukkahs. Says Mar Lo, you say Rosh Shabbos di Alma al Shabbos to Sukkah. No, what we mean to say is that there are certain chumras in Hilchos Shabbos outside of Hilchos Sukkah that you don't have in Hilchos Sukkah. So, Ihachi, but if that's the case, if we're comparing Shabbos the Alma to Sukkah, so listinami, you say with Sukkah the Alma, a Sukkah the Shabbos. Why doesn't it tell me the halachas that we have that are regular Sukkah are more chumra than the Sukkah of Shabbos? Dilu Sukkah the Alma, when you have a regular Sukkah that's Shtei Defanos, that are parallel to each other, that's a Mavo in the Fulash, by a Tevach Sochik. You require the third wall to be a Tevach Sochik, Vilu Sukkah the Shabbos, but when it's a Sukkah on Shabbos, so lo by a Tevach Sochik. You don't need a Tevach Sochik, because the halacha is on Shabbos. If you have a mavoi that you have two parallel walls, all you need on the third side is a lechi, visagi belechi. You only need a lechi, which is a mashahu. You don't need a tefach sochek or a board that's four and change tvachim, that's less than three tvachim away from one another. You don't need any of those rules. All you would need is a lechi. Because after all, you, Rav, are the one that said that sikech al gabe mavoi, that if you put schach over a mavoi that's mefulash, a mavoi that's with two parallel walls, sheyesh lo lechi, as long as there's a lechi at one end, that it's kosher, the lechi is considered a mechitza, and therefore, as long as you have a lechi at one end, it's considered as if you have three walls in midar raisa, it's good enough with that lechi in order to make it a Rosh Hashanah Yachin. And if you throw something on Shabbos from Rosh Hashanah Rabbi into such a mavo, you're chayev skila. So since the Gabe Shabbos, that's considered mechitzos, who had in the Gabe Sukkah, that lechi should be considered a real mechitza, even though it's just a mashahu. So we should say say that that works. We didn't miko. So lishitascha that the halachas of tiltul b'shabbes on sukkahs and the halachas of hechsher sukkah have to be the same. Why doesn't the brisa say that this din, that the din of hechsher sukkah is more chamor to make a mavui be a mosachal than it would be to make a kosher sukkah on Shabbos would apply over here as well? So says Marahu lo itzrichale. That din I don't need a brisa to emphasize for me because it's so obvious that since the din of Shabbos are more chamor than din of sukkah, so it's a kal v'chomer because hashem mikilta the chamir to amrinan. If I'm going to say a migo from sukkah to Shabbos, that a dofen that's more parutz than omed, that's more open than it is closed, is kosher for sukkah, and therefore we're even going to be making an hilchos Shabbos on such a wall mechamir to the kilta the kol shkein. So for sure I'll be willing to be to say a migo in the other direction, that something that works for the more chamor dikadin of Shabbos, of course is going to work for the more kal dikadin of sukkah. So if we're even willing to say the migo in the direction that which goes from kal to chamor, then of course I'm going to be able to say in the direction of that which goes from chamor to kal, that if something works for the more chamor dinim of Shabbos, for sure is going to work for the more kal dinim of sukkah. Gufa amar rava or rava, whatever the girsa is, sikechal gabe mavushi yesh lechi ksheira. If you put tzchach over a mavui, again mavui meaning two parallel walls and then a lechi on the third side, just a mashu, a little pole on the third side, and you throw tzchach over it, that's going to be kosher. Vi amar, again rava or rava, sikechal gabe pasi biraos ksheira. If you put tzchach over pasi biraos, it's kosher. Pasi biraos is a din in Hilchos Shabbos that if you have a well and the animals need to drink from the well, but you can't draw water out of the well because the well itself is Rosh Hashanah, the area around it is Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to make makeshift mechitzos around the area around the well in order to turn it into Rosh Hashanah. And those makeshift mechitzos are four corner pieces that are each one amma by one amma, and they can cover the whole square around the well, even though you have no full walls. You just have one amma by one amma on all the sides. So that's less than a seven tafach wall. So but you throw schach over pasei biraos, it's going to be kosher. So what Rava taught us is three halachos where he applies migo, right? So for keeping score, the first halacha where he applied migo was that when you have shtayim kilchas and shlish tafil tefach, since that works for sukkah, it works for Shabbos. The second halacha we reply migo is sikechal gabe mavushiyesh lechi ksheira. That since it works for Shabbos to have two walls and a little lechi at the open end, that works for sukkah as well. So it goes in the opposite direction from Shabbos to sukkah. Third halacha he told us is that since pasi biraos works for Shabbos, it also works for sukkah. So we had two cases of migo that go from the direction of Shabbos to sukkah. That if it works for Shabbos, it works for sukkah. And one case of migo that went from sukkah to Shabbos, that shayim kolchas v'shusafil tefach. If it works for sukkah, it works for Shabbos as well. Why do you need to tell me all three of these cases? I get it that there's this concept called migo. So says Mar Tzricha, we need to be told migo in all three of these cases. If it only would have told me the case of mavoy, I would say yeah, because a mavoy has two real strong walls, they just happen to be parallel to each other. So that's where you're going to say that if it works for Shabbos to just add a lechi, we'll allow that to work for sukkah as well. But in the case of pasi biros, you have no real walls, it's just four corner pieces that are one on by one amma. I would think that we would not apply from Shabbos to sukkah. V'yashmi and pasi biros, and if you would have told me those two cases where we applied the migo from Shabbos to sukkah, I would say mishum di. I'm sorry, if you only would have told me the case of pasi biros, mishum di kasham arba defanos. So I would say, yeah, only in that case where at least all four sides are partially enclosed, because you have four corner pieces, so it covers all four sides on some level. But if you're putting schach over a mavui, which has two parallel walls and just a little lechi on the third side, you'd have nothing on the fourth side, and the third side is just a tiny little mashu. I would think that's much weaker than pasi biros, and therefore you cannot say migo that it works for Shabbos or works for sukkah. V'yashmi nani tarti, and if we were to tell me both of these halachos where we apply the migo from Shabbos to sukkah, I would say v'chamir to l'kilta, that yeah, it's easy to say that that which works for Shabbos has to work for sukkah, because Shabbos is so much more chomer than Sukkah. Sukkah is a mitzvah saseh. Shabbos is a chiv skila if you carry on Shabbos. So I would think, mechamirta lekilta, if you're going to say that which works for Shabbos works for Sukkah, that's very mistaver. Aval mikilta lechamirta emalo. But I would think it does not work in the reverse direction. I would think you would not say that which counts as a wool for Sukkah is automatically a wool for Shabbos, because why would it be? Sukkah is so much more kal. So tzricha, that's why I need to be told, all three cases of Rava, where we apply Migo multi-directional from Sukkah to Shabbos and Shabbos to Sukkah, and within Shabbos, whether it's a case of having a Pasi Biros with four walls, or whether it's a case of having a Mavi where two of the walls are at least complete walls, so that's why we need all three cases. Now, when we said a Mavi Sheish Alechi, so there's a Tshuva Sefer called Zichron Yonasan, where he says that a Sukkah that has three full walls, and then on the fourth side has a Lechi, it's just that one of the three walls is Gzula, is a stolen wall. So the Sukkah would not be kosher even on Shabbos, he suggests, because since the Inyan Shabbos, there's no problem with the Dofen Gezula, there's no problem with the stolen wall, so it turned out that the Lechi is not really serving any halachic function. It's a very sharp point that he's making, so let's see if you chop this point over here. With the whole idea of Migo Davidovel Inyan Shabbos, Davidovel Inyan Sukkah, is that since the Lechi counts as a wall for Hilchah Shabbos purposes, so we're going to make it count as a wall for Hilchah Sukkah purposes. Let's say you don't need that Lechi to count as a wall for Hilchah Shabbos purposes. For Hilchah Shabbos purposes, you're already covered. You have three walls already, so you're already covered. And then you just have a Lechi on the fourth side. Lechi is irrelevant in Hilchah Shabbos. So then you're not going to be able to apply it for Sukkah. Well, why do I need to apply it for Sukkah? By Sukkah, I only need three. I already have three walls. I only need three walls anyway. No, what if one of those walls is a Dofen Gezula, is a stolen wall? So that's possible by Sukkah. It doesn't possible Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It would still be, for Shabbos, it would still be a wall. But for Sukkah, that third wall is not a wall. So the only way this Sukkah is going to be kosher is if I could utilize the Lechi. Well, I can only utilize the Lechi if I'm utilizing it for Hilchah Shabbos purposes. So that's what he suggests, that if I don't need the wall for the Lechi for halachic purposes for Hilchah Shabbos, then it cannot be utilized for Hilchah's Sukkah either. When it comes to Pasi Biros, the Rush, right? Now, what's the case of Pasi Biros? We said that there's a well, and you need to give your animals, but the water is inside the well. The well's a Rosh Hashanah. Your animal, the area around is a Rosh Hashanah. What if there's no bar in the middle? Can Pasi Biros work for a Sukkah? I mean, Pasi Biros just means like four corner pieces that are one amma be one amma. Could you just put that anywhere? Like in your front yard, in the middle of the street? There's no well. Or is Pasi Biros, we only allow Pasi Biros by Shabbos when there's a well there. So the Rush writes in Siman Tes that even though they only allow Pasi Biros for Olei Regalim to be able to feed their animals, and it's therefore only when there's a well, but Mishum Mitzvah Sukkah, they were matir even on Shabbos to Sukkah. And he quotes the name of the Ravya that even when there's no bar, it helps. Because if there were a bar, it would be considered a mechitza and it's mutter. Therefore, even if there's no bar, it's considered a mechitza and it's mutter. Which leads you to believe that the Tshuva Zichron Yonasan we quoted before may not be so correct, because Zichron Yonasan said that when do you take these subpar walls and count them for a sukkah? Only if they are halachically being utilized in Hilchah Shabbos. But Pasi Biros does not work. You would not be allowed to halachically utilize it in Hilchah Shabbos without a bar there. So anyway, that's the discussion some of the Rishonim have. The Aruch Liner raised an interesting suffix. Are these the only places where you need halachic walls? I mean, what if I could find another area of halacha where a halachic wall is required? Would we say Migo that it works for Sukkah or Shabbos, that it works for that other area of halacha? So it's all theoretical until you come up with another place in halacha. So it says the Aruch Liner, klayim. There is a halacha that you're not allowed to plant grapes and grain right next to each other. But if you have to have four amos of space between them. But if you put a wall in between them, then you can plant right up until the wall on either side. So what if you have one of these kinds of walls? Do we say that Migo Davi Dovalin in Sukkah, Davi Dovalin in Shabbos, it's a mechitza legabe klayim as well? Let's say the din of Paritz Ko, maybe Tzuras HaPesach. Do we say that Tzuras HaPesach works for Shabbos, so Tzuras HaPesach is going to work for klayim? So the Aruch Haner raises such a suffix. So he's not certain what the halacha would be when it comes to klai. Okay, my turn to Gemara now. At the two dots. So we said v'shachamasim rumit silas psula. If there's more sun than there is shade, then the sukkah is going to be possible. So Tanur Baruch Hamasim merub chamasa machmas sichuch v'lo machmas tefanos. More sun than shade doesn't necessarily mean that there's more sunlight on the floor of the sukkah than there is shade. It means that from where the sun goes through the schach is providing more sunlight than shade. That's where it's going to be a problem. But let's say you're heavily schacht, but your walls are all glass, or your walls are not magios the schach. So the sun is all the whole sukkah is because the sun is coming in through the sides. The whole sukkah is basking in sunlight because the sun is coming in through the walls. So that's not a problem. When we say chamasa meruba is a problem, it means that on account of the schach, it's chamasa meruba. Rabbi Yoshia amar af machmas tefanos. Rabbi Yoshia disagrees, and he thinks that even if the sunlight is coming in through the defanos, if it's chamasa meruba, it's a problem. Amar Rabbi Yimbrasham Mishmei Davai. My time is Rabbi Yoshia. Why does Rabbi Yoshia think that the walls also have to block out the sun? We describe the paroches as being playing the role of a sukkah, of being mesakech. Paroches mechitza. The paroches is really a mechitza. The kakari rachmanu schacha, and the Torah calls it a schach. So alma mechitza kischach bein. And so apparently, just like the schach has to block out the sunlight, the mechitzas also have to block out the sunlight. That's the basis of Rabbi Yoshia's shita, that mechitza kischach bein. And the Rabbi Yoshia writes, the basis of Rabbi Yoshia, the defanos have to be from something that's kasher the schach. And if you make the defanos from something that's mekabel tuma, it would be puzzled because it's mechitza kischach bein. And like you would have to take it literally. However, the Marshal and the Pnei Yeshua and the Sfasemes say otherwise. Say no. When we said mechitza, that has to be like a schach, it means as far as the tzel that it provides, that it has to provide shade, like schach would provide shade. But you don't necessarily learn from there that the tefanos have to be midover shenu mekabel tuma and kidule karka and all the meanings. You wouldn't necessarily go that far. So that's the discussion the Achronim have. The Aruch Haner just writes that according to the Marshal, you have to say that Rabbi Zeru said in that Bezem Ralf that the reason of the soul of the sukkah that's kavol the malam yasmama is that the sukkah teal itself and the malam echav, you're not sitting with tzel sukkah, you're sitting in tzel defanos. So it must be that Rabbi Zeira holds that Rabbi Yoshia says like Rabbi Yehuda that a sukkah the malam yasrim is going to be kasher, because according to Rabbi Yoshia, the tzel defanos is also called tzel sukkah. I mean, if you really take it that far, if you assume like this shita that tzel defanos is also called tzel sukkah, so then there wouldn't be a problem according to Rabbi Zeira. Remember, we have three opinions why sukkah the malam echav is possible. Either it's because the man yedu dorasechem and you're not going to realize that you're sitting in a sukkah, or it's because the schach needs to be protecting you, and if it's the malam echavam, it's the walls that are protecting you and not the schach, or it's because sukkah diras keva beinan, diras arai beinan, not diras keva. The sukkah can't be a diras keva. According to that second understanding, that it's got to be the sukkah that's protecting you and not the walls, well, that doesn't work if you say that the walls are the sukkah, that the walls are also called the schach. So that's the ha'ar the Aruch Haner makes. If you take this literally, that the schachas, the defanos are like the schach itself, so then you would have to say that you would have to disagree with that psul of Rabbi Zeir, with Rabbi Zeir's explanation of the psul of Lamaila Mechaf Abba. You would have to say that if you hold like Rabbi Zeir, then you would paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that the sukkah Lamaila Mechaf is kosher. Okay, the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would respond, isn't the parochas called the schach? So how are the Rabbanan going to say that the walls are not called the schach? The parochas was a wall, it was not a canopy. So they would fold over the top of the parochas a little bit to make it look somewhat like a schach. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says the following chiddush. There are eight different shittos in Tanaim that are all based on the premise that sukkah needs to be on some level a diras keva. Each applies it differently, and they don't all agree with each other in halacha, but they're all working with the same concept, with the same idea. So Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shammai, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Acherim, All of those eight, kulu svirulu, sukadiris kevabinon. Now we say kulu svirulu is not the same as amru davar echad. Amru davar echad means they all agree with each other. Over here, it's not that they all agree with each other, because, for example, we know the sheet of Rebbe that we're about to quote that says diris keva is that it's got to be four amos by four amos. We know Beis Shammai does not say that. We know Beis Shammai and Avkimel and Aleph said it only needs to be seven tefachim by seven tefachim. So they're certainly not in agreement with each other, but they all work with the concept, with the premise that sukkah is diris keva. So let's go through them. Where do we find all these eight that say that way? Rebbe, Titania, Rebbe Yomakol, Sukhashem, Rabbos, Halagramos, Psula. It's got to be four amos by four amos. Why so big? Because Diras Keva. Rebbe Yoshia Adamer. Rebbe Yoshia is what we just said, that Afmachmas Stefanos, that you need to have more tzel even from the walls, that you can't even let the sunlight get through the walls of the Sukkah. Rebbe Yehuda, where do we find Rebbe Yehuda that says Diras Keva, Titnan, Sukkah, Shigval, Malamichavam, Psula? Rebbe Yehuda Machshir. First mission of the Masechta, Rebbe Yehuda is Machshir, Sukkah, that's Malamichav. Rebbe Shimon, Titania, basically. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gimel Kilchasim Nedalet Afilu Tefach. Rabbi Shimon requires an extra wall, so that's also Diras Keva. Rabbi Gamliel, where does Rabbi Gamliel say Diras Keva? Titania Hos Sukkasuf Rosh Hagalom Rosh Hasvina. If you make a sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a boat, like the Chabad sukkah mobiles, so Rabbi Gamliel posts of Rabbi Akiva Machshir. So Rabbi Gamliel says it's going to be pasul, and Rabbi Akiva says it's going to be kosher. Why does Rabbi Gamliel say pasul? Apparently because Diras Keva. It's too if it could be transported so easily, it's not keva. Beis Shammai, where do we find Beis Shammai? Well, this way, Ditan, Misha, Yerosh, Rubah, Pesach, Vashulchan, Pesach, Abayis, Beis Shammai, Pesach, Misil, Machshirin. If you're sitting in the sukkah, but your table's in the house, Beis Shammai says, no good, it's not enough of a keva. And you need to have room in your sukkah for the table also. It's got to be Zayin, Zayin, Tfachim, otherwise it's too arai. Rabbi Eliezer, where do we find Rabbi Eliezer? Says this, Ditan, Hos, Sukkaso, Kamin, Srif. If you make your sukkah like you just take two panels of schach and you make a triangle out of them, you just take two boards and they come to a tip at the top by leaning against each other. So you make your sukkah like a tzrif in that sense. Osha some chalakosel, or you have, let's say you have one wall and you take a piece of schach and you lean it up against the wall, so you make a right triangle that way. So Rabbi Eliezer posel fishen lagag. Rabbi Eliezer says posel because you don't have any flat roof on top of your sukkah. It's all just an angle. V'cham machshir, v'cham think it's kosher. So Rabbi Eliezer is based on the idea that sukkah diras keva binon. And then finally, Acherim, where do we find Acherim say that Diras Keva binan? Titania Acherim Omrim Sukkah Asuya Keshovach Psula Lefishein Lazavios. That a round sukkah is possible because it doesn't have corners, and no one builds a round house. People, Diras Keva is always going to be something that's, that has corners in it. So that's the those are the eight opinions, again, that don't necessarily agree with each other, but they all work with the same premise that a sukkah has to have some sense of kviyus to it. Now, Bezrem, tomorrow will you have the fun geometry of figuring out round sukkahs and how large a round sukkah has to be in order for it to be kosher. So that's Hashem. We'll pick up tomorrow with that. Have a wonderful day, everybody.